no exception, as the matters that we talk about. Our present society has been compared to a Romans 1 society. So just to refresh your memories, this is what we find recorded in part from Romans chapter 1. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that one which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Friends, did you catch those phrases? God gave them up to uncleanness. God gave them up unto vile affections. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. We see such great evidence of this in our society today, especially as we see the LGBTQ plus movement proliferating in our society. Friends, what we see in this aberration of God's design of mankind today is actually a judgment from God. Joining us today, we welcome back Peter LaBarbera, the founder and president of Americans for Truth. He's a former reporter for the Washington Times and LifeSiteNews.com and a former contributing editor for Human Events. Peter, thank you for joining us here on Crosstalk.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity.
So, Peter, let's just start with some good news today, and then we'll discuss some concerning news. And first of all, on the sports front, we see so many girl sports that have been decimated by males who are gender confused. So many sports associations have, you know, just fallen to the woke agenda, but not the NAIA, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, because males who are gender confused, they're no longer permitted, Peter, to compete in women's sports along with biological females. And it's amazing, the vote was 20-0, impacts some 83,000 athletes in universities around the United States.
Yeah, this is great news, Jim, and hopefully more, you know, powerful organizations like the NCAA will follow, although that will probably be much more difficult. But, I mean, I think this is one of those issues which just, I think, upwards of 80-90% of Americans would agree if they just saw the facts in front of them. And for example, Jim, I can't remember if it was a high schooler or a middle schooler. It was a boy, I have to say, biological boy, which is sad. It was a boy in a race, and he won this. He decided he was transgender, competed against females, and won the race, Jim. I think it was a short, like a 440 in track, won it by like 50 yards.
Wow.
It's just ridiculous because men and boys are naturally stronger, faster, you know, more athletic than girls and women. It's just the way God designed the sexes. And it's good to see some organizations at least starting to embrace truth and common sense.
Well, and that's due to the way we're created, Peter. I mean, a greater lung capacity, you know, the whole aspect of a bigger bone structure and muscle mass. I mean, it is definitely differences between biological male and biological female.
Yeah, Jim, I mean, just look at height. Remember the photos of Leah Thomas, who was really the most famous trans athlete, and these are always male athletes who, you know, weren't doing as well in the men when they were competing against fellow males as opposed to when they compete against women. So I think a lot of these guys are opportunists. But in the photos, Leah Thomas would always, you know, tower above the women he was competing against. So this is just unfair. It does a tremendous disservice to girls and women, and I think this will be a huge issue in the campaign, because I think Joe Biden and the Democrats essentially are wedded to this transgender agenda. In fact, we're going to be talking about that later on, but I mean, this is something I think which for even most Democrats will not see that, will see the unfairness of it.
Peter, it's no exaggeration to say that young women have lost awards. They've lost opportunities they otherwise would have had if they were not competing against males.
Oh, absolutely. And so that's why we have the feminists coming on board, standing with conservatives. I hope most Christians see it. But I think this is one where the left went too far, and I think this is really one of the number one issues we're gaining on, this and the transgender, so-called gender-affirming care, which is actually a ridiculous euphemism, the gender surgeries performed on youth, that we're winning on those issues. That's the good news.
Okay, well, kudos to the NAIA and their decision. Peter, let me hit another good news story out of the state of Idaho, and they had placed a ban on so-called gender-affirming care for adolescents, and we're talking medical, pharmaceutical, surgical services, hormones, the so-called gender reassignment surgery for those with gender dysphoria. And a lawsuit is filed against this. The court placed a hold on the ban, and just Monday of this week, the Supreme Court lifted the ban while the case is pending.
Yeah, this is very good news. I think this is really the most important anti-transgender agenda cause that we have, which is protecting these youth. You know, I think we've talked about it before, Jim. It's just this is a lot of these surgeries. I think that it's awful when adults do these things and harm their own bodies, but it's criminal when it's applied to youth, and that's what's happened. And the left stands for it for the most part, although there are dissenters, because it's so awful. I mean, you know, when I was, I think like 10 years ago, I saw the story of a 16-year-old girl in the Chicago area who had her healthy breasts, female breasts, removed surgically because she told her parents she was going to commit suicide if she couldn't become the opposite sex. And so this is awful, and we're seeing the legislatures take action, and hopefully this signals that the Supreme Court will allow this. And what we're going to have, Jim, is if the Supreme Court follows through, and we have probably three liberal dissenting judges, which are the Democrat judges on the Supreme Court, justices appointed by Democrats, we will see America divided, just like on abortion. We will see the hard blue states like California welcoming all the gender transition evil, and we'll have some conservatives, a lot of conservative red states saying, no, not here.
Well, Peter, this also takes us to troubling stories out there as we see the proliferation of the LGBTQ plus movement. And I'm going to have us begin. I see I have an article here from the Washington Stand, and that's what's going on in the state of Kansas. They had the legislature pass the Forbidding Abusive Child Transition Act that would really protect minors from this, the abuse, the harmful effects, the gender transition procedures, which you can never change your gender, by the way, folks. And the Kansas governor there, Laura Kelly, vetoed this and this legislation. But we understand that the Senate has a ability to override this veto. But this is a governor that says, no, I'm not going to allow this legislation to take place. She does not want to protect minors in her state from this abusive kind of surgery and chemical action.
Right, Jim. Now, let's also remember, and I didn't know Kansas had a Democrat governor, but Laura Kelly is a Democrat, and she claimed to be doing this in the name of parents' rights. And it's, you know, it is true that parents, in these terrible situations, the parents are sort of almost manipulated sometimes by the children. And there are bad parents, Jim. I mean, that's just a fact of life. We see parents pushing and allowing and bowing to the experts on this radical transgender agenda. But it is the purview of government to protect life, which is why we support protecting unborn life. And so this shows where the Democrats are. Now, the good news is, there is a very good chance this will be overridden by the legislature, as the Washington Stand article says.
Yeah, indeed, it very well may. Not such is the case, though, in a state like Michigan that has also gone to great lengths. They see from LifeSite News, pro-lifers in Michigan condemning Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signing into law a pro-LGBT bill that allows women to be compensated for renting their wombs to people who are looking to obtain a child through surrogacy. There was a press conference earlier this month, and she approved the misleading named Michigan Family Protection Act.
Yeah. It's just awful how they rename these bills. But this is buying wombs, basically, Jim. It's very, very wrong. And my fear is, my greatest fear is that homosexual activists, this will make it easier for homosexual activists to basically buy children through surrogacy, and it'll lead to more children being raised in, you know, utterly dysfunctional, either motherless, intentionally motherless, or intentionally fatherless households.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, you know, Gretchen Whitmer, another Democrat, by the way, and I have family and friends in Michigan, she's just been devastating. She's really almost an emissary for all of the evil policies that have been embraced by the Democrat Party. Very similar to Kamala Harris, by the way, and it's interesting that she was in the running to be Joe Biden's vice presidential nominee. So she's very pro-abortion. And she's very pro-LGBT and that whole agenda. And so, this is another sad day for the family.
And, Peter, and we're going to expose the fact this is not just Democrats. I mean, we just had weeks ago the Virginia Republican governor, Glenn Youngkin, who signed legislation that codifies so-called same-sex marriage.
And that's very tragic because Youngkin claims to be a Christian and... we're not judging him, his heart. That's God's role. But for Youngkin to sign same-sex so-called marriage into law, and I saw one critic who was saying he could have let it go into law without signing it, which would have been terrible as well, of course. But he actually signed it into law, and what that is about is homosexual and transgender, bisexual, the whole LGBT, so-called queer movement, wants to codify the evil of homosexual marriage into all state laws. In other words, there were 30-some states, right, Jim, that voted to pass their own Defense of Marriage Act back before it was all destroyed by the Supreme Court and with the help of the Obama administration. They want every one of those states to have to pass pro-homosexual so-called marriage laws, basically to say that they've won the day and this is permanent. And it's so just terrible to see Youngkin sign that bill as a Republican.
We'll pick up with this after the break. Peter LaBarbera, our guest today in Crosstalk, back in 1 minute on the VCY American Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, where do secular scientists say the universe came from?
You know, Chris, it sometimes tickles me when evolutionary scientists mock creation thinking for claiming that creation was ex nihilo, or out of nothing. But then they turn around and talk about the Big Bang, when a single speck of matter exploded to form all the stars and galaxies and planets and people. But, you might ask, where did that speck come from? Some scientists now say it appeared out of nothing as a quantum fluctuation in a vacuum. In other words, matter appeared from nothing, and then it exploded. Which would you rather believe, evolution ex nihilo or creation ex nihilo? At least in creation, we have a God that is powerful enough to accomplish the job. And that's the Back to Genesis perspective.
Thank you, Dr. John. For more on the foundational principles set forth in Genesis, visit us on the web at icr.org.
Listening to Crosstalk on the VCY American Network, we're discussing today the proliferation of the LGBTQ movement, and Peter LaBarbera is our guest. who heads an organization called Americans for Truth. And Peter, we were just discussing Virginia Governor Youngkin that signed a Democratic bill. He's a Republican governor codifying homosexual marriage, and many conservatives felt very, very betrayed by his position. Now, we need to set the stage for this because Obergefell was decided by the Supreme Court, and when they overturned the Roe v. Wade decision, justices opened the door that Obergefell may also come, you know, tumbling down. And if Obergefell is cast aside by the Supreme Court, then all those states that have marriage protection laws in place that you know retakes their grip on that state. And what's interesting is that he just reversed that for Virginia. And what a terrible shame for Virginia, in my opinion.
Yes, and this is really sad. Now, about Youngkin, I remember two things. One was when he came out of the corporate world, and in his role as a, I don't know if it was CEO, but whatever company he was running, he was pro LGBTQ in the sense of diversity for the corporations, and that's always a bad sign to see corporate heads embracing radical agenda in the name of diversity. It's unnecessary. But also, I believe even as governor, he had some sort of diversity event, which included, I think, the log cabin Republicans, if I'm not mistaken. And so Youngkin was already in that camp of those sort of like in the name of the big tent Republican Party reaching out in favor of homosexual activism. We see Donald Trump doing the same thing. And I had not seen a story by LifeSite News, I think from a couple of years ago, in which Kellyanne Conway boasted that Donald Trump was tolerant or supportive of gay marriage, so-called, you know, sort of comparing that as a good thing compared to Biden's old vote against homosexual marriage. Of course, now Joe Biden has transformed himself into the biggest pro-LGBTQ president ever. But this is what we're seeing now, a very active effort among Republican leaders pushing them to be pro-homosexual and sometimes even pro-transgender. And Youngkin, he went for that, and now look what he's done. He's alienated social conservatives, Christians. He went against his professed faith. It's just very tragic, Jim.
And Peter, I do want to share as well the story that came out on April 8th from LifeSiteNews.com about the former First Lady Melania Trump reportedly set to return to the campaign trail, but hosting a fundraiser for a homosexual conservative, and I put that in quotes, group, Log Cabin Republicans, at their resort, a home of Mar-a-Lago. We understand also that there was a same-sex wedding, so-called same-sex wedding, John Sullivan at Mar-a-Lago, John Sullivan, vice chair and treasurer of the Tennessee Log Cabin Republicans, and the article says his husband, Dan Medora, got married February 23rd. That's according to an Instagram post from the organization comprised of and advocates for LGBTQ plus Republicans.
Yeah, the homosexual activist Republicans have played Donald Trump like a fiddle. I plan on voting for Donald Trump because I believe Joe Biden must be stopped. But what we're seeing is Donald Trump veering even further into the moderate slash liberal lane of the Republican Party on social issues. We saw it on abortion. Now we're seeing it on homosexuality. Actually, this is not new because last year, I believe, or maybe 2 years ago, Jim, I'm not sure, Log Cabin had a fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago in which Melania Trump was appeared on video. And so Melania Trump has taken activist steps in support of the Log Cabin Republicans. Now, the Log Cabin Republicans is not a conservative organization. They support homosexual so-called marriage. You cannot say, you can claim to be a conservative who supports homosexual so-called marriage, but you cannot say, that is a false claim, because homosexual marriage is a radical agenda. It is a radical blasphemy, an absurd claim that two men or two women can get married before God. It is pronouncing a noble, the nobility of what marriage is, which is a symbol of God's love for us and Jesus' love for us. You're putting that on a perversion, a sexual sin, homosexuality, and you're giving it a blessing as it were, before a holy God. That's absurd, and mm-hmm. that's evil. And so that cannot be construed as a conservative agenda by any means. And it saddens me to see Donald Trump going down this lane because he now feels secure. He's got the nomination. And we saw it with Youngkin. We see it with Trump, Melania. And I really believe that Christians, who, even Christians especially who support Trump, need to speak out and say, look, even if we're going to vote for you, you cannot do this and call yourself a reliable voice for conservatism in this country.
You know, what's interesting, though, Peter, at the same time, it was Donald Trump who stopped the Obama initiative of transgenderism in the military. It was Donald Trump who also stopped the Title IX, where sex in schools would be meant as gender as well, and this forcing of schools to adopt, you know, this gender confusion, he put a stop to that as well. So there certainly does need to be more definition on that. But let me say this, and I'm looking now as to the activist homosexual groups, they are all in with their support for Joe Biden. Matter of fact, I'm looking from The Advocate here, a LGBT publication, saying that they have a new program called Out for Biden Harris, highlighting the campaign's focus on the LGBTQ plus community. It says LGBTQ plus voters are forced to be reckoned with. They were critical to our victory in 2020, referring to the Biden campaign, and they will be critical to winning again this November. That's why we're thrilled to launch Out for Biden Harris that will harness the LGBTQ plus community organizing prowess to reelect President Biden and Vice President Harris this November. This was a statement from Chavez Rodriguez. According to the campaign, the 2020 election saw the mobilization of nearly 11,000 LGBTQ plus volunteers who were key in electing Biden Harris.
Yes, Jim, and I want to be clear to all your listeners, and I know this is not about the election, this is about looking at the stances. I do believe Donald Trump did some great things on the transgender issue, and he is resisting it, and he's speaking out very strongly about it. Although, of course, we've seen, and we've talked about it many times, Jim, it's much easier now to be against the trans agenda, which virtually all conservatives are, as opposed to the homosexuality agenda, which I believe gave rise to the trans issue. Now, having said all what I said about Trump, let's be clear. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the most radical pro-homosexual, transgender, bisexual, all those issues of any presidency, including Barack Obama. In fact, I was reading about Kamala Harris, and I saw an advocate in that story in that same magazine, homosexual magazine, The Advocate, in which she was looking back to when she officiated with, you know, Gavin Newsom was the mayor of San Francisco 20 years ago. He wanted to take a homosexual, a pro-gay rights step. So he said that same-sex so-called marriages were legal. Remember that, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It caused a big controversy. It was ultimately overridden, but Kamala Harris was the one who officiated the very first so-called same-sex marriage in California. I think it might have been in America. And she was looking back, and she said, I think the phrase was, she looked back with joy at what she did. She said, quote, here's the quote, Jim, one of the most joyful moments in her career was performing, so she called them just marriages, but of course they're homosexual, I say so-called marriages, because it's not really a marriage. Back in 24, she said, truly joyful. So what we're dealing with in the analysis of the two situations is Trump, I believe, is being pressured by gay activists to go big on that issue because they know that there's the resistance is weakening. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is mobilizing, trying to mobilize nearly 4 million homosexuals across the country to vote and take part in this election. So there's no comparison between the two. And Joe Biden, remember also, he sold his soul to the left, and this is just the one issue probably where he did it more than any other. He now says that transgenderism is, I think, the most important civil rights
issue of our time.
Era.
Mm-hmm.
This is a man who, I read his biography, he didn't even mention the word gay in his biography. He was against homosexual so-called marriage. He just flipped because he knew this is where the power was now in the Democratic Party. It's with the left. It's with the LGBT activists. And he just flipped and did everything they wanted.
Before we move on to some other topics, just on this aspect of it, there was a statement that was released by Tracy King, who is the Director of Outreach Communications for the DNC. And Tracy King said or wrote, since day one, President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris have stood up against Donald Trump and his MAGA allies, hateful attacks against the LGBTQ plus community while working to protect Americans' basic rights. Unlike Trump, President Biden has fought to end discrimination against all Americans based on their sexual orientation or gender identity and has made sure that LGBTQ plus people have a seat at the table in his administration. LGBTQ plus Americans know that while Trump and MAGA Republicans are still trying to rip health care away from members of their community, railing against the Equality Act would enact LGBTQ plus anti-discrimination protections and attempting to erase trans people. They tout that first day in office, President Biden signed an executive order to prohibit workplace discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity. They also tout in this release that President Biden appointed a record number of LGBTQ plus people to serve in his administration. According to this document, according to The Hill, White House officials frequently tout the diversity of President Biden's administration, and including that roughly 15% of all appointees identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer.
Yeah, that's astonishing, Jim, that 1 in 7 Obama appointees embraces sex and gender perversions publicly. It's just astonishing. And Jim, the most stark thing of what I heard and what you just read was the phrase ripping health care away from citizens. This is very much, isn't it interesting how abortion and homosexuality and transgenderism, all the evils kind of meld together. Just like they say, you know, the left says reproductive health care, and they're talking about murdering innocent and defenseless babies in the womb. The Democrats and the left talk about taking health care away from, for example, youth, and they're talking about these gender surgeries and giving puberty blockers. Can you imagine blocking a child's puberty as they grow into adulthood, intentionally blocking their pubertal development? That's astonishing, and they're calling that health care.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind also the Biden administration had just, through their Department of Education, Peter, released even a social media video celebrating another, you know, what they're calling a made-up LGBT holiday, the Day of No Silence, promoting LGBT throughout schools throughout the country last week.
Right, and remember this one, back, Jim, boy, we've been doing this a long time, but yes. About, I think, 20 years ago at least, it was the Day of Silence, and the idea was we're going to protest because we're being silenced, and so we're going to be silent in schools. And then some of the conservatives said, like Linda Harvey, our friend, you know, yeah, we want more silence. We want the gay lobby to be silent because they're so noisy and they get so much attention, and now it's the transgenders who get all the attention. And there are so many activist days now that the LGBT crowd celebrates. They're such a needy group. I mean, it's just astonishing how many special days they have now, Jim. And I think their goal is, they want several months and probably the majority of days of the year to be all about celebrating perversion. But the Day of Silence has been an activist day in the schools, and it's really sad. I think the most harrowing development is promoting it in elementary schools, Jim.
Indeed. Well, friends, we're up against a break, and just want to remind you the views of our guest today are his own. Crosstalk, nor this network, nor the affiliate stations do not endorse any candidate for office. We are bringing you these current news stories, and friends, we got to be in prayer, but we'll be right back.
In the early 20th century, Germany didn't look like a country on the brink of world-shaking terrors. It looked like America today. In Dr. Erwin Lutzer's book, When a Nation Forgets God, he uses history to warn us of a future that none of us wants to see. When a Nation Forgets God is a 145-page book that's 50% off this month at the VCY Bookstore and Outreach Center. In this book, Dr. Lutzer studies 7 similarities between Nazi Germany and America today, some of them chilling, and cautions us to respond accordingly. The book explains the mess of our nation's government, economy, legal pitfalls, and propaganda, but urges us to speak up, take action, and trust in God. When a Nation Forgets God by Dr. Erwin Lutzer is 50% off through April 30th at the VCY Bookstore and Outreach Center. You can order by calling 888-722-4829 or by shopping online at vcy.com.
Yeah.
This is Crosstalk on the VCY American Network, and speaking with Peter LaBarbera today from Americans for Truth about the proliferation of the LGBTQ plus movement. Taking a look, it's infected politics here quite a bit and other areas as well. Peter, I'm going to...
Can I say one more thing about the last subject?
Yeah, sure.
Because we touched on it and the break came, and I know you agree with this. I think if we were to look now at that day of silence and all that gay school, so-called gay activist and now trans agenda in schools, we would be shocked to see how many elementary schools are now having this foisted upon them. These poor kids don't even know what sex is yet, and they're being taught that they can change their gender. They are being taught about homosexuality and all these issues, and that is now at the elementary school level where they have, I think they once called them gay straight alliances. Now they're called, I think, gender and sexuality clubs or something. Gender and sexuality alliances, or they changed it to get gender in there. But to have these clubs in elementary schools, I think, is shocking. And if more Americans knew about it, they would be outraged.
Yeah, they would be. And Peter, what's also an outrage, and I'm going to take us to the state of Washington. An article that came out from CBN, and this is about a school principal who is saying no to a prayer club, but allowing a pride club just a week earlier. This is out of the Issaquah School District, the Creekside Elementary School, and two Washington elementary school students, they're demanding that their school allow them, that they want to have a prayer club. And the school principal denied them access meeting on school grounds. And saying, no, all this, you know, the funding for clubs and so forth was allocated in October. However, just a week beforehand, an LGBTQ pride club was launched, promoted by teachers, again, just 1 week earlier. But the only option now for this prayer club is to pay for space like an outside group would come in.
Yeah, and I hope this is going to fall through, because we're seeing the Supreme Court side with, you know, equal access. And just because you're religious, well, let's face it, the LGBTQ club, I mean, that's like a cult. That's like a religious cult. But you cannot discriminate against religious people and religious kids just because they're religious. So that will probably fail, but just shocking that we're seeing this double standard.
Yeah, it really is. And not only is that taking place in the state of Washington, and by the way, they're being represented by First Liberty Institute, but LifeSiteNews.com is also reporting about a Christian couple in Washington state. They have filed a federal lawsuit. These have been foster parents, and they have been a foster parent since the year 2013. And all of a sudden, as their license has to be renewed, all of a sudden we have these different requirements that are being placed on them, Peter. I mean, they have to, they're you know, supposed to have regulations adopting by the Department of Children, Youth, and Families to have SOGI introduced. That is, they've cared for girls ranging from newborn to three-year-olds. They have a heart for children, but now all of a sudden they have to be able to offer extreme state regulations that affirm children's gender confusion and be affirming of the SOGI, sexual orientation laws and gender identity and expression development in their state. This is outrageous, and they've been faithful foster parents. We need foster parents, but because they're not affirming of this, their license is in jeopardy.
Yeah, and this shows the heart of the left and blue states, where they care the thing they care about most are their radical agendas and their narratives. They don't care about kids. If they did, they would want more parents like these people. But hopefully this will ultimately get struck down, because again, you're seeing discrimination against Christians in the name of not discriminating against homosexuals and transgenders, and it's a double standard. And I hate to repeat myself, but Jim, this is like a religion. This is the left's new state religion. They crusaded against, remember, they used to always talk about separation of church and state. Now they're all for celebrating their perverse religion, which is really a mockery of religion, but that's what the LGBT cult has become.
Yeah, indeed. Peter, let's hit a little bit of corporate America as well. I know Planet Fitness has been a place of great controversy, whereby Women complained about men undressing, completely undressing in the women's locker room shower area there of a Planet Fitness, and complained, and she had her membership revoked. I believe that was out of Alaska, but in North Carolina, just made an arrest after a man stripped naked in the women's locker room there at Planet Fitness. There are those who believe, you know, Planet Fitness, they believe that they've got free reign to do whatever they want there.
Yeah, and I hadn't seen the story you sent me, Jim, which is the co-founder of Planet Fitness telling the conservative group Libs of TikTok that the company's pretty much been destroyed. He said, quote, "It's been pretty much destroyed, and you know it's lost all respect within the country within the last couple weeks. There's no common sense standing behind this." And this is the guy who co-founded Planet Fitness, you know, this is really a good news story in the sense, Jim, in that, you know, the saying "go woke, go broke" is coming true. Finally, Americans have woken up and they're saying no to these companies that celebrate transgender confusion.
Well, there's another company here, Peter, that's come to the light this month of April as well. LifeSiteNews.com has this story of North Face, this outdoor athletic clothing giant, sponsoring a summer camp where children, they report that they're sponsoring a summer camp where children as young as 12 are indoctrinated into homosexuality and gender confusion by being pushed to dress and drag, use genderless bathrooms and housing. It's the Camp Brave Trails advertising an overnight summer camp especially designed for children between 12 and 17 who identify as LGBTQ. Begun in 2015, locations in California, New York, and the camp wants to empower future LGBTQ plus leaders, including having them meet with adult mentors. Peter, what is North Face having connections with this for?
Well, this is, again, more of the corporate activism we've talked about many times, Jim. They're pressured by homosexual activists. Then they go out and they do this to score points, for example, on the Human Rights Campaign Corporate Equality Index. That's the leading homosexual activist groups, and they get points for this kind of thing towards the 100% ranking they want. But thanks to you, Jim, I went to the Brave Trails website, this transgender group, and, you know, they have adults dressing in drag, and they're like leading the camp experience. So, you know, we used to think of camp as like a wholesome thing. Kids learn good values. Now they're the left, like they've destroyed everything else in this country that they get involved in. Now they're destroying the idea of camp, because this is basically a camp not just that promotes, you know, wicked things like gender confusion, boys thinking they're girls and boys dressing in dresses and all this sort of confusion, but also the camp is basically a training ground for future LGBTQ activists. They're quite open about that, and they're trying to train future gay activist adult leaders. And so the left is dead serious, the sexual left is dead serious about changing our country, destroying America as we know it, and turning it into something else. And they're spending millions of dollars on outfits like this to basically mold youth into radical homosexual and transgender and bisexual activists for the next decades to come.
Peter LaBarbera, our guest today from Americans for Truth. And Peter, we've got more stories and we'll have time here today, but I do want to point out that, you know, the schools have been a great big target with the proliferation of books promoting LGBT-related issues, and now we learn of an advocacy nonprofit that's delivering books with LGBTQ themes and characters directly to teachers nationwide. They're calling it Hope in a Box. They're a nonprofit organization, but they're helping rural educators, keep in mind, folks in small towns, rural educators, that they ensure every LGBTQ plus student feels safe, welcome, and included at school, reads a sample curriculum guide for the book Fun Home, A Family Tragicomic. But they donate these Hope in a Box boxes of curated books with LGBTQ characters, a detailed curriculum for the books, professional development, coaching for educators. Peter, they're taking this nationwide. They claim to have supported over 70,000 students in all 50 states.
Yeah, and here again, we see how serious the homosexual, bisexual, transgender, so-called queer movement is. And it's interesting, they want to reach the rural areas because they know that's where basically the Christian opposition, essentially, is strongest. And what do? They set up a program to get these books, which are subversive books for the most part. And I've read many of these books, Jim. I remember remember Rainbow Boys? That was about 20 years ago. These are highly sexualized, sometimes pornographic content in these books, promoting sexual deviance, gender deviance, and they're promoting it to very young children. And so this is a subversive act. That's what the left does best. They subvert the values of our country, and we simply have to fight them at every turn. Now, we of course, here to share the gospel with people. The great news is many people have come out of transgenderism, and many through Christ. People like Walt Heyer, I think you've interviewed, people who've left transgenderism behind, left homosexuality behind. We have to share the gospel, but we also have to stand for truth in the culture.
Indeed, we do. Friends, we're going to open our phone lines to take your questions or brief comments. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Peter, for some, they are just being hit, you know, it's like throwing a brick at them. Moms and dads who all of a sudden they'll have a child come home and say, I am, you know, transgender. I now want to be known as this name, or I now want to be referred to, you know, with these pronouns. And they have been receiving indoctrination. Schools have been keeping information from parents. And then all of a sudden the parent is blindsided when their child comes home and suddenly announces their new identity.
Right. And let's remember that I believe more than 1,000 schools across the country have official policies on record, which they publish, which say that they will hide the gender transitioning of the students from the students' parents.
Yes.
And this is explicit policy laid out by the schools. It's just astonishing.
It is astonishing that what is taking place there, and friends, is happening on many levels. And Peter, all the way down, you mentioned the elementary. The indoctrination is taking place there, and so that identification is taking place. The questioning is going on, but studies have shown that the vast majority of people with gender confusion, they grow out of it by adulthood.
Right, and it's interesting how the gender is fluid, but the sexual orientation supposedly wasn't. There's so many contradictions in the whole LGBT umbrella, and it's very good to see them now fighting amongst themselves, because it's all one big umbrella of perversion. But absolutely, Jim, and it's just I'm just, you know, I thought it was horrible that it was in middle schools, and that was probably I don't know when and how far the advance into elementary schools happened, but they act as if the whole born gay, born trans thing is truth, and they act as if these kids, they do say they're their kids. They're not the parents' kids. They're the children of the change agents. That's what the left calls teachers who are embracing this agenda. They see them as change agents, which is they're promoting their version of so-called change, which is always on the side of sin and not on the side of righteousness as we understand it as Christians.
We're going to take a break here and come back to your phone calls, but friends, where this is going, and Alex Newman just reported this as an article in the Washington Standard, that according to whistleblowers and outraged parents, children as young as 13 in a South Australian school were forcibly taught about sexual activities with animals as part of an LGBTQIA+ sex education class. Yes, with animals. We're not going to give you the details on that, but it's outrageous, and we'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brennan House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Well, sadly, my friends, we have seen Israel attacked yet again, this time a direct attack, but not just from Iran. Many are reporting that Iran attacked Israel. True, but it was really more than that. It was the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. And the rockets and the drones were coming in from not just Iran, but also from Yemen, from Iraq, from Syria, and from Lebanon. So let's spread the word, folks. This was not just an attack by Iran. It was an attack by an Islamic bloc of nations. Interestingly enough, it's now being admitted by Saudi Arabia themselves that they stepped in to help defend Israel. The Bible speaks of these kind of scenarios playing out. Is the stage being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled? I believe it is. But sadly, with all this going on, the rise of anti-Semitism is also increasing, which the Bible predicted.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Let's get right to the phone lines. Tomo, Wisconsin, we have Tom calling in. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I think the reason they're shoving this thing down into the elementary schools is I didn't even like girls till I was in sixth grade, so they tell me in third grade, if I don't like girls, I must be homosexual. I'll probably believe them.
Thank you for the...
Right, and they're saying, Jim, they're saying, and Tom, remember, people who would once have been called tomboys, now the fear is that these same girls who like, you know, sports and stuff would be say, oh, you're a lesbian or potentially a trans man.
Thank you for the call. We have Jim calling from Wisconsin. Jim, you're on the air.
Yeah, just all these attacks that are coming against the American people, our population, whether it be abortion or fentanyl or COVID-19 or the homosexual, transgender, it's reducing our population. And I was just wondering if your guest had seen a report that communist Chinese billionaires are promoting the transgender agenda here in this country.
Yeah, I haven't seen the report yet. I saw the same reference, but I haven't checked it out yet. But I'm sure the Chinese, well, we know from their algorithms for their version of TikTok, the American TikTok, of course, promotes all sorts of awful behaviors, including radical transgenderism, et cetera. But the Chinese version does not. So we know that China is subverting America, and they're getting very good at it.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And friends, go back to the communist goals that were written in the congressional record. You're going to see the sexual perversion being very much a part of it. Christine is our next caller. Hi, Christine. You're on the air.
Hi, Peter. The movement here needs to be, we need to be contacting the big platforms like Charlie Kirk, which unfortunately he's had, you know, Scott Pressler and big in the forefront. And we contacted them when we were working for Dan Kelly. I mean, we contacted the GOP. These individuals need to have their feet held to the fire through maybe like big platforms like Bannon's War Room and Charlie Kirk, who claims to be a Christian. And we have to do this. We have to show them this is a losing issue. This is a God-dishonoring issue on every level.
Thank you for, Peter, your comment.
Well, yeah, we talked about this before. I think we have to hold Republicans accountable, still defend true marriage between a man and a woman. I don't like the idea of, for example, the former Bruce Jenner now calls himself Caitlyn Jenner, and he's a pretend woman. Why does Fox News have him speaking on behalf of against the trans agenda? I think we're able to speak against the radical transgender agenda without normalizing transgender extremism, the idea that a man could become a woman in the process. And that's unfortunately the pull within the conservative movement. They always want to have an LGBT person speaking out on, whereas otherwise a normal conservative could do that.
We've got Greg next in Bloomington, Illinois. Greg, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. It's become pretty apparent that President Trump has become, or always has been, maybe moderate in LGBT issues and in abortion. But my comment is he's head and shoulders above Biden. And as Christians, we're expected to be in unity as a nation. But some of this anti-Christian agenda makes unity a non-option. And I think if Jesus doesn't return soon, and we don't know the time or date, but 30 years, 50 years, maybe sooner, I believe America will be split into two or three nations. Mm. Just you see the South going more towards conservative principles. The West Coast is, you know, obviously more progressive. Yeah. The Northeast, I think we're going to be splitting in 30 to 50 years or so if Jesus doesn't return. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Interesting comment there, and certainly the division is building. Holly in Venice, Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for the program. I really feel like there's a bigger agenda behind that. I mean, I realize the media is involved and has been involved for years because of the way they over-promote sex on TV. And, you know, the sexual agenda, it seems like our entire nation is over-sexed, you know. And
Yeah. So
I just wonder if there's a bigger agenda just to make us weak or mentally ill, and the generation growing up will be so confused they won't know what to think or believe. And that's my question.
Okay, Peter.
Thank you.
Well, I think Jim would agree with me. I think the biggest issue is our nation is leaving Christ behind, and we're seeing the result of that. I mean, the sexual agenda, there was the sexual revolution, which promoted heterosexual promiscuity. That led to the gay revolution, which promoted sexual deviancy and tried to normalize homosexuality and succeeded. Then you have, from that came the transgender revolution, which is basically the even a worse confusion, people believing they could be the opposite sex and the ultimate almost rejection of God, who designed people as male or female, and saying that it doesn't matter. I'm going to take precedence over that. So ultimately, it's the rise of anti-Christianity or just utter apathy, not caring about God at all or the Bible, which has spawned all of this evil, including abortion, of course, as well.
Greg in Madison, South Dakota, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for all that you guys are doing. Like to make a comment just how orchestrated this movement is, you know, against God and family. I don't know how to describe it other than just evil.
Yeah.
To go to the lake that they are going to indoctrinate kids. And then in the meantime, all of us Christians or whoever has an opinion against this, we're being made to feel guilty and that we're the bad people for even speaking against this or even thinking against it. So it's kind of getting indoctrinating everybody to how they want things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great point, and I appreciate the call. And I've used the quote before, I don't know who said it, but first we overlook evil, then we permit evil, then we legalize evil, then we promote evil, then we celebrate evil, then we persecute those who still call it evil. So it really is where we're at. Let me quickly squeeze in Kathy in Georgia. Kathy, you're on the air.
Yes, sorry. When I grew up, I had four brothers, and I liked to play everything they did. I never considered myself a boy. I just liked playing the things. I'm so glad I didn't live at this period in time.
Yeah, interesting comment. Peter, 30 seconds. What would you like to leave with us here?
Yeah, Jim, I think we have become, they are pathologizing, and we're at the point now where the Christians are pathologized as the evil people. And, you know, this we cited homophobia, now transphobia. In other words, it's the Christians who have the irrational fear. Everything is flipped on its head. I think we have to return to basic truth, which, of course, is the Bible, the Word of God. We have to stand boldly for Jesus, reach out in compassion, offer the gospel, but also stand for truth against all the evils that we're seeing. Stand with God for truth.
And Peter, your website?
Americans for Truth, all written out, F-O-R, AmericansForTruth.org.
Great. Peter, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for all you do.
And friends, certainly we want to be cognizant of these times, but let's pray for a heart change to take place, because such were some of you, but there's redemption available through Christ. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.
I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson has sent impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. The move will force senators to convene a trial on the allegations the Homeland Security